Cyperus papyrus belongs to the Cyperaceae family, plants which grow in damp conditions and which often have triangular stalks. This large, elegant swamp reed from tropical Africa, where it grows wild along the Nile, was cultivated in antiquity in the Nile Delta and constituted dense forests some 6 metres high. Papyrus has always been something of an all-round plant for the Egyptians since they first discovered its many uses some 3,000 years before Christ. Its roots can be eaten as a starchy food. The long, smooth, hard-wearing stalks are used for weaving sandals and baskets, but also to make nets, fabrics, sails, rope and even boats. But of course, papyrus is best known for producing the rolls of paper used by Egyptian scribes, and which is still made today. Each stem is stripped of its rind and cut into short pieces, which are then cut lengthwise into narrow strips. The papyrus pith is soaked in water until the fibres become flexible and translucent. Two layers of papyrus strips, arranged at right angles, are placed on a hard flat object and beaten or pressed to extract the water until they fuse together. The resulting sheets are left to dry in the direct sun for several days. Then they're polished and glued together to form supple yet resistant scrolls. In antiquity, these were strictly reserved for important texts. The Greek word papyrus became papier in French, paper in English, and papel in Spanish. At first, it was named as Byblos, after the name of the Phoenician city that exported it throughout the Mediterranean. The city also gave its name to the Greek word for book, which later became our word for the book of books, the Bible. Thousands of years of making paper from papyrus has significantly reduced its habitat. It now grows most abundantly in the south of Sudan, and there remains one habitat, possibly natural, in southern Sicily.